We're up to Simin Shin Yud Chesif Yud Gimel, and also we said that we would get back, after we learned yesterday, we said we'd get back to leftover drops inside of cups, in terms of pouring hot water again inside. So Mechaber says in Sif Yud Gimel, Mutar Liten Kiton Shalmayim Shalshar Mashkim Kli Sheni, Sheish B'mayim Chamin, Alu Kli Rishon Aser. We touched on this last time, that it would be prohibited to heat up a baby bottle inside of a kli rishon, but inside of a kli sheni, it would be mutter. What's the chidush over here? Asked the Mishnah Berurah. Kiton shamayim. After mayim bilvad, below kli gam ke mutter b'kli sheni. You could cook in a kli sheni water. What's the chidush about putting a bottle inside? So he says, "Naka de kli mishum seifel." Ashmin du kli rishon feel like they have suckers kli aser. I might have thought that if you have one bottle inside hot water kli rishon, maybe there'd be room to more mekel. The answer is no. We are not more mekel. Now sif katan pei zayin. I'm actually going to tell you a chidush that I have discussed in detail with the Avrichim in Isser Veheter when we did Yardea, that I won't get involved in a few minutes in Mishnah Berurah. But here in Sif Katan Pei Zayin, Mishnah Berurah discusses a ladle. How do you view a ladle? Is a ladle a kli rishon or a kli sheni? So if you take a look, he says, Avolim shoev beklirish reikon betol klirishon. Halfway through Sifkat and Pezayin, Yesham didino klirishon. Some say it's a didn't klirishon. Ubefrat imasha klirikon besocha ad shemal risicha vaday mikri klirishon. He says that if you put it inside the bowl for extended period of time, the walls are hot. So then, for sure, it's a klirishon. The nafkamina is when you've served soup. So is a soup a kli in the bowl, a kli shlishi or a kli sheni? So it's clearly not a kli rishon, because that's the pot. Is it a kli sheni? The pashtus, yes. Or do you say that the ladle is a kli sheni and the bowl is a kli shlishi? So that would have enough nafkamina, for example, in Kali Abishal. We haven't learned it, but Kali Abishal or Machmir, the kli sheni. So the kli shlishi, many poskim, not all, but many poskim are mekel. So over here, the halacha is, the way the Mishnah Berurah says, is yesham dino ke kli rishon. So that's a big discussion in a Taz, in Yoredeya, whether we consider a kli rishon. I argued when we learned Yoredeya, is that the only place that the Taz quotes Mekilim is by Isser Veheter, that there might be more room to specifically to be Mekel in Isser Veheter. However, in Hilchos Shabbos, even the Mekilim tend to be Machmer. If one looks at the Kisvei Ma'arai and others who are Mekel and Isser Veheter, so they're more Machmer in Hilchos Shabbos. That would be an interesting question why, but at the end of the day, it would seem to me that one should be Machmer Ayin Sham, that to treat a ladle in all instances as the kli itself, and the fact that the Mishnah Berurah said Yesh Omrim Yesh Ladun, if whether that Yesh Omrim applies, obviously Mishnah Berurah held that it did apply to Hilchos Shabbos as well, because that's the Mashmos HaTaz. But if you look up the Kadmonim that I'm convinced the Mishnah Berurah didn't have, you'll see that here actually comes out of Chumrah if one looks at the sources and not Lekula.
Even if it's not Shalom.
That's right, even if it's not. Lania's Daiti. I'll try to find the exact Marmakomos another time. Okay. Sif Yudalad. Mutar Liton Kiton Shomayim Moshar Mashin Kinegadeh Shalafik Sinasan. It's permissible to put a jug of water next to the fire to make sure that it loses its chill. But you have to put it far away that it will never reach Yatzeles. What is the definition of Yatzeles? That's the area of the stomach of a child that would get burnt. So that's the definition of Yatzeles. So what is that in practical terms? So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was known to be a big mekel in this regard. Bakel, I mean, that he has a more lenient opinion. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Zatzal said that's 45 degrees Celsius, whatever that is in Fahrenheit. 45 degrees Celsius, we're in Israel, so 45 degrees Celsius. And his proof is a brilliant proof, but the other poskim disagreed with that. Itaka never sat down with Rav Nevinzel to hammer this hammer this out. But the other poskim, this is all quoted in the Dirshu in 99, disagreed with Reb Shlomo Zalman. First, Reb Shlomo Zalman's brilliant raya. He brought a raya from the halacha that Beis HaShchita is considered kitzone. That's a big discussion, whether we say that the Beis HaShchita is considered cham or it's sonin for being bolea into the knives. So the Rajba and the Rush and Chulin on Chesem Ebeis say la halacha we pass and that's considered sonin. And Reb Shlomo Zalman had to measure it. We spoke about Reb Shlomo Zalman's into science, into metzius. He got very excited about these things. And he had them measure it, and they measured that it's 45, that it's at least 45 degrees Celsius. So if that's considered Cham, so then Reb Shlomo Zalman said the Cham has got to be more than 45 degrees Celsius. However, other poskim disagreed. Reb Tzion Abishol is quoted here, Reb Yashiv in the Shvus Yitzchak, they said that it's 40 degrees. The Chazunish also is calling the Chutshan. He said from 40 degrees Celsius and on, one has to be machner. What about Reb Shlomo Zalman's raya? So they said that what the Gemara means is that it has a din of a klisheni. That even though the Beis HaTzavar has a din of a klisheni, not the pshat that the heat that you would measure has a din of a klisheni. That nekudas hamachlokis is of how to read it as being the metzius. Or whereas it didn't clay sheni, Vamevian might be Reb Shlomo Zalman Shitas, what we discussed yesterday, that at the end of the day he went through with Metzius even in Klisheni as well. Just struck me now as we're speaking and learning. Either way, the Chazon Ish said 40 degrees Celsius, and Reb Moshe Feinstein was known as a middle position, that he said that Nachol Lahachmir already from 43 degrees Celsius. So those are the basic numbers. Back into the Shulchan Aruch. You can't put something down on Shabbos to any area that might come. So there is an iser of putting it there. Also, fruits and other things, even if they're eaten raw, then it's prohibited to put them there. Because even though it's nechal chai, the Mishnah Berurah says in the first wide line, it's mishtab chimal yedeze, it gets better, and therefore there will be some type of effect of bishul, and therefore that would be problematic. Okay, so these are some of the basic rules on lach that has not yet been mevushal about being mevashalit. What remains is the question that you had asked me yesterday, and that is, what's the story about the droplets? If you have droplets that are left off in a cup, so then in such a case, would it be subject to the Yisr, of Bishul? Kiyadua, that's a big discussion. So, Reb Moshe Feinstein has a seminal Shuvah. It's quoted in the Dirshu in number 95, where Reb Moshe has a lot of reasons why he thinks that you could be, that there is room to be makel. And the crux of what Reb Moshe's Svara is, here they quote part of Reb Moshe's, another part, and I was looking for that they don't... yes, right. When Reb Moshe and Chelek Aleph Simin Sadigim, I was looking for the Mar Makom, and this is the Reb Moshe that I know. I quote something else from Reb Moshe, I wasn't familiar. Reb Moshe says as follows. First of all, he says that at the end of the day, if the droplets are so small, so then it's not consequential for the person whether those droplets are going to be mevashel. So it would be considered a psik resha delo nichalei. That's alpha. Beis is, we're going to learn shortly, that when it comes to a davar lach, so if it was something here, I have my cold drink over here, and my hot drink here, I have everything I need, I have air conditioning, I have everything a person could ask for. So there makes a difference. Why am I talking about my drinks here? Because it makes a difference if what I drank in here before is a cold drink or a hot drink. So let's say my hot drink was yatzo lettuce bow when it started. So then, according to some shitos, we say, ein bishul achar bishul. So machlokis rishonim, whether yesh bishal acha bishal b'davar lach. So Ramesha says, number one, he's not convinced at all that me'ikr d'dina, we pasking yesh bishal acha bishal b'davar lach. We're for sure knowing that way, but we're going to see that's machlokis achronim, how to understand why you're machmir. Could be it's halacha in achzara, could be it's not even halacha in bishal altogether. So that's number one. Number two, Ramesha says, on those small droplets, you could say, it's a psikresha de lo nichole. Now, psikresha de lo nichole is a complicated patur. Both of these heterim of Ramesha are all controversial. In other words, bepashtus were machmir. Yesh bishlach habishu udavlach. Also, psikresha de lo nichole on shadus of daraisa. So, luchura were also machmir. So, Ramesha is being mitzarif, it would seem, it seems to me, al regalachas, that he's being mitzarif to shitas de chuyos. But it is quoted as well in the name of the Chazon Ish, even though I'm not familiar with this in the writings of the Chazon Ish. It was Ramesha who was the first one that wrote it out, but it's quoted in the name of the Chazon Ish. Also, the Chazon Ish was Mako. However, the Machmirim are the Minchas Yitzchak, who says that you need to wipe out the Kli. And I often like the practical approaches of Rav Ozner. And Rav Ozner says, it's enough to pour out the cup. That's enough. And he says that something that's so small, that the drops are so small, that wouldn't even come out if you pour it out, so then there's no chashivas to it. That's a very practical approach. Similar, they claim that Rav Yoshev had something similar to that, and Rav Shlomo Zalman said that one is not required to clean out the cup. Actually, the next halacha, Tezvav, is a very, very important halacha. Do we have time today? You want to get that in? So in Sif Tezvav, we have Davish and Espashal Kotzarko. If you have something that's entirely cooked, Vu Yaveh, She'en Bomarach, Muta Anichol Kenegah Medura, Fil Makum She'e Yetzel Ezba. So it's permissible because we have a rule of Ein Bishol Acher Bishol B'Davar Yaveh, so in very practical terms, if you have the appropriate blech, you're allowed to put the kugel on an area of the blech, wherever it's permissible to do hachzara, which is a whole sugya by itself, wherever it's permissible to do hachzara, there's no concern because the kugel is yavish. Fafil nitzdani kvar, even if it's already cold. Avon rotea, continues the Ramban, the last line, 274, afil b'davar sheish bo marak, mutar, if it's hot, so then, if it's a davar sheish bo marak, it's mutar. Yesh mekilin, lomar, de kol shein nos nal gabi esho, akir mamash rek samach lo, filu nitzdanein is mutar, v'nagu lahakal bazen, the meaning is to be mekel, and lo nitzdanein gamri. If it's not entirely nitzdanein lagamri. I was once asked a shayla, and I made a mistake. I made a mistake because I remember that the Ramah had quoted that there are machmirim in regards to ein bishol, yesh bishol achal bishol b'davar lach, and I had forgotten that the Ramah concludes that the Ramah says that the minig is to be mekel im lo nitzdanein lagamri. So that people sometimes forget that even though we paskin yesh bishol achal bishol b'davar lach, that the minig is to be mekel im lo nitzdanein lagamri, even though many are choshesh even if it's not nitzdanein lagamri. But that's the halacha, that v'nogu lahakel. What exactly is the reason why the Ramah over here is machmir in regards to a davar lach? What exactly is the issue? So there's really two approaches amongst the achronim. Some achronim suggest that the Ramah really meikar d'dinah, the Ramah holds there's a lot of room to be meikel, as we mentioned previously in discussing the droplets. And really, Ein Bishol Acher Bishol applies across the board. However, the Ramah says that L'chatchila were choshesh for the Deya up until only if it's Nistan L'gamri. If it's not Nistan L'gamri, then we're not choshesh. But then the question becomes, what is that middle ground? Others suggest, and the Be'er Halacha, I think, has this, that the pshat in the Ramah is a different pshat. That the Ramah really holds that the Halacha is that we could be Mekel against the Mechaber entirely. That the halacha is that the only time that one has to be Machmer for Bishul is something that hasn't been cooked at all. However, we're afraid that if you're going to put a Dover Nitzdanein Legamri back onto the onto the fire, so then in such a case, they might come lidei chitui gacholim. It's a chshash Hashem yechate. It's a din in hachzara. Because if it wouldn't be a din in hachzara, why this din of nitzdan in legamri? Why should it be dependent on nitzdan in legamri? So to this day, there is that open discussion amongst the mefarshim, why it is that the Rama over here is going to be makil when it's not nitzdan legamri. The Ber Heitiv is mefurish in Sifkaten Lamed Hey. He says the sfir lei de mishachav ishafil berotiv itzon nitzdanin. As long as it's not nitzdanin legamri. And that's the crux of the machlokis. There are others. The Magen Avraham has a discussion that could be. It's based on that other explanation that I had mentioned. I would imagine this will be brought out somewhere in the Deir Shu if you take a look over there. Okay, we'll stop right here.